Hey, Living Waters, welcome in. It's Ryan
Hello.
And Kate. Yep. We are here for your monthly announcements for
what is
coming up?
October is coming up.
It's almost here. So we want to do things a little bit differently than our usual highlight videos where we just talk through a little bit between us of what is coming up and share maybe a little bit more of the heart and vision behind some of these events and activities that we have going on.
Yeah.
We don't want to bombard you with a ton of just dates and not have a chance to share a little bit of the heart of it. So first thing we want to invite you to is specific for men. It is our men's breakfast and Bible study at Good Bean in Jacksonville on the 21st of October at 7 a.m. And the heart of this is just for guys to connect and read the word together, be encouraged, build relationship. It's what a lot of our men's activities right now are about friendship and connection and building men's community together. And so this is a rad time for the guys to be able to do that. So Pete and Christian will be there hosting it, reading the word, having some breakfast, having a good time with guys. So
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Saturday,
right early.
October 21st, before the football kicks off, if that matters to
if it does.
To some people.
Awesome. Well, the next thing that we have is on 10/23, so it's a Monday evening, is for our ladies. This is our monthly ladies gathering, and this is just a chance to kind of same thing, connect. Every month is a little bit different, but this is a chance we share something from the Word. We sometimes have worship. It's always a little bit different, but it's just been a really...
Keep them guessing.
Yeah, keep them guessing. You never know what you're going to get. But it's been really incredible. So that is on that Monday, and it's a great way to meet people, but also go deep and share hearts and meet with the Lord. So it's been incredible.
Is this the second or third one that we have kind of changed up?
This will be the third one in October. Okay. Yep.
So if there are ladies who haven't come yet because they don't like ladies, ladies tea and ladies,
we don't.
Whatever.
I know. Some, all the lady stuff, it gets a little bit cringy, and that is, it doesn't happen here. So,
ever, you promise.
Ever. I try not to.
It's our version of cringy, but.
Yeah. Right. So, it's really incredible, and our women are amazing. So, you want to come and meet each other, and
So, anyone who's newer, ladies who might be newer to Living Waters, and looking for a place to connect in. If you're hesitant about ladies events, really, really, we strongly encourage you. Like our personality is super laid back. It's how we do things. We really do highlight connection with Jesus, connection with each other. So this is a really, really good place to connect in and start building those friendships.
Yes.
So, and then we will be into our Community Life Sunday week, which means on the 26th, Thursday night at 6:30.
Kick it off.
We have our Abide Night. So as you guys know, our Community Life Sundays mean that we do not have our normal Sunday morning gathering at 10 a.m. So we make sure to have a corporate gathering, and that corporate gathering is our Abide Worship and Prayer Night.
Yeah.
And so this is a really going to be important and continue to be important as we move into 2024, just times as a church body where we can get together and worship and pray and really to pull an old-fashioned, really old-fashioned word, tarry before the Lord. Just like wait.
Come tarry.
Yeah, come tarry. To like wait, learning to wait, learning to worship, building our capacity to be together in worship and to be together in prayer is really what's on our heart.
Powerful.
It's why Abide has been so important. It's why we've put the space in our month to make sure that it's a priority. And so when we have our Community Life Sundays and we don't have our normal Sunday gathering, we would love for everyone to come out to the Thursday night Abide gathering and not have it be something that's like, oh yeah, it's something. It's just one other thing we can do this week. I'm like, no, this is the focal point of really everything that we do. It begins in the presence of the Lord and it flows out into community. So we do want to strongly encourage you guys to be a part of and come out for Abide, our worship and prayer times.
Yep.
And then moving through.
Yeah, for our Community Life Sunday for that month is our second annual trunk or treat. And so this is where we reach out to the community, but this is also for our community. So there's signups, but it's all about decorating your trunk and bringing a treat. And we gather under the tent and we have a bunch of fun activities and people from all over the community come and hang out.
Yeah. I think last year we had 300 or 400 people come through.
So many.
For us, as we were hosting it, it was amazing. We could have used probably four or five more cars decorated for kids and for people and a few more activities. And so for the first one, it was an amazing success. Mm-hmm. It was rad. And for this one, we want to give you a lot of lead-in time so you can come. Either plan on coming,
start bringing
your kids, or you can take one of the slots.
Yes, what you want your car to look like, get together with other people in the church.
Your home group or your friends, decorate it, put your costumes on. Last year I was Gandalf, and I did cotton candy. I stood there and did cotton candy for like three hours. I was just so sticky and my beard and everything. I don't even know if my costume honestly made it through the whole. It didn't matter because I just had cotton candy.
Just floating
beard
all over.
And eyebrows.
Stuck to you, yeah. Yep.
So it's we love that event.
Yeah.
We're coming off of our block party that we just did down with Salvation Army. And so that was another event where we got to connect with the neighbors around us. We handed out all the invites for the trunk or treat. So I'm believing that a lot of folks are going to come through. It's a chance for us to get to know them, for them to get to know us and build connection with our neighborhood.
Yep.
So it's a rad event. So please put that on your calendar. Start making plans. What is your car going to be decorated as? Kind of fun games can bring to the thing.
Some people get a little competitive, so.
Yeah, I know. All we have to do is hint that there will be a prize for the best one. Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's all it takes for some of those competitive people to be like, there might be a prize. I will win it. Okay, so that is really the bulk of what is going on in October.
I'll give it like just a heads up that in November, I'm just doing another plug for our ladies face-to-face.
Yes.
And it's November 3rd and 4th, so it's couple weeks after.
Yeah, this is October. You should put that in the October highlights for sure.
So this is November, October.
Yeah.
And it's face-to-face. Our 10-year anniversary.
Of doing face-to-face
we are so excited about it. Feel really, anticipating just what the Lord will continue to do every year. I'm like, that was amazing. And then the next year it just builds off and it's so incredible. So that will, save the date, November 3rd and 4th. Registration is open.
Do not miss this one.
Don't miss it. It's going
to
be
10-year anniversary.
10
Celebrate
years.
And also just receive all that you guys have sown into ladies and into this conference and over the years. It's going to be
really,
really powerful time.
Yeah.
So put that date down one more time. What was it?
November 3rd and 4th.
Great. Okay. So anything else you want to add?
I think that's all.
Okay. We love you guys so much.
Love you.
Yeah. Have a great month.
Happy October.
But we'll be here. We're not going anywhere.
We're here.
Yeah. Happy October. See you guys.
Bye.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little father, happy city, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.